Today we're talking about celebrating your wins, the big friendly giant, and a guy named Paul. Welcome back to Behind the Canvas. I'm your host, Roxanne Bice, and thank you for being here. We're talking about celebrating your big wins today, but before we get into that, I want to introduce you to a guy named Paul Jarvis. Paul is a designer infused with creativity. I discovered him by paying attention to all these great websites with a really clean aesthetic that I admire all over the web. It was a number of years ago, and I just said, who did that? Who did that? And every time I found out who did it, it was Paul Jarvis. And so he came up on my radar that way, and I followed his work for a while and even considered having him create my website, which I waited too long, and he pulled the plug on doing freelance work. Bummer. So I got on his list, jumped on his list, and have been receiving his Sunday dispatch. He recently set out a podcast challenge, and I looked at that and said, you know what? I have had a coming soon page for podcasting from 2014. And so I needed to make a decision, a very important decision. Number one, either let the podcast go or actually produce it, get it out there and see what happens. So I decided to follow his challenge, say yes, I committed, I pushed the click button. He sent me a lovely little rat-infused email and said, hey, you're in, don't procrastinate, get it done, all things that I needed to hear. And I jumped on it and created Behind the Canvas. If you haven't heard of Paul, I'll put his website in the show notes. So please take a look at that and consider subscribing to his email list. So that's what I'm celebrating today, the launch of Behind the Canvas. It is out there for you to get encouragement, for tips, resources, and great conversations that are coming your way. I've got a lot of interviews lined up, and if I had waited to launch them, this podcast would not even be here, and you would not be listening to this. But maybe, just maybe, a word or an idea or something I say or the fact that I'm just showing up might spark an idea for you, give you a bit of hope, or even set you back on your own track of greatness. What are some small wins or projects that you can celebrate? If you're like me, you're driven to create, it's really easy to get caught up in the hustle, but try giving yourself permission to relax and enjoy the wins and celebrate the big wins. Everything is progress. You're always learning, inner learning and outer growth. We only lose time when we procrastinate and we worry about being perfect. We let fear and self-doubt creep into our heads. They're all at the heart of it. They're all time wasters. Anything that takes you away from your passion and the things that drive you is a time waster. Take time to enjoy the experience of your hustle, your actions, and your work in progress. Celebrate yourself. You know, another thing that gets in the way of us celebrating ourselves or even getting things done is mindset. Mindset is the biggest giant in creativity, but it's a big friendly giant, and he's directed by you. Mindset is yours to mold and direct. When mindset gets off track, it's often because you stop listening to your heart and you let outside influences and big ideas direct you. If you can get back to feeling your heart and what makes it beat faster and come alive and let it direct your vision and your thoughts, then these become your mindset. Take time to be self-aware. Love all that hustle that you do, but pause to celebrate and enjoy the experience. One thing that I do when it's hard to disconnect is to get outside. Nature is so good for deconstructing and restructuring all in the same moment. Structure to chaos and back to structure. Feel the power of that. Sit for a while, close your eyes, let the sun warm your face, let the wind blow your hair, feel nature's chaos and perfectness all at once. Let go of all the hustle for a moment. Deeply breathe in that feeling. Ouch! Ouch! What was that?
Are you even listening? Oh, you've heard all that just breathe stuff before? Okay, smarty, when was the last time you did it?
Oh, I am so sorry. If you were just getting into the peace of the moment, your inner self just chimed in before I could mute the microphone. We'd better end there for today. So maybe go try that peaceful moment on your own for a bit, okay? Thank you for listening to Behind the Canvas, a podcast from creativetempo.com. The show notes for this episode will be listed on the website. Please take a moment, leave a review, subscribe, and share the podcast with your friends. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you back here next week.